652, 1320 WILS. You know, gas prices up dramatically this week. AAA Michigan says gas prices have risen about 15 cents a gallon. Well, what's going on here? Tim Snyder with us, oil industry expert at crudefunders.com. Tim, thanks for joining us on WILS.
It's entirely my pleasure.
Now, is this a larger thing that's happening with oil, these price increases?
You know, I think a lot of it is just kind of poor timing with regards to the gasoline and diesel prices that we've seen, because, you know, we've kind of got stuck in that $50 to $55 range in crude oil, and gasoline prices continue to move up, and they're trying to rally past where they actually should be. But, yeah, we did have a pretty good increase, although if you notice today, we were down 6 cents a gallon on the futures markets just today.
Now, how do you make sense of oil prices stable while gas prices keep moving up? How does that work?
Well, I'm going to put this, I don't want to put this too technically. There's an elasticity. There is a greater push and pull in the retail markets for gasoline and diesel than there is in crude oil. Mm-hmm. And when you see, you know, you see big, you know, these crazy moves in crude oil, it's just whipping that gasoline and diesel prices back and forth. And, you know, gasoline and diesel have a tendency to not move back as fast as they move up.
Interesting. Now, why does that happen? Why does it go up so easily and down so difficult?
And, you know, we're told that the gasoline retailers, you know, they have to recoup, you know, their margins that they're losing when gasoline prices drop on them, and they've got gasoline inventory at a higher price. They tell us that they've got to recoup some of that. I think part of it is just, you know, they bought it in, they've got an inventory, and they're going to sell as much of that as they possibly can. The retailer that sells the most fuel will benefit the most from a more volatile market. The guy that doesn't sell as much is going to really get kicked around, and that's where we are today, especially in you guys' market.
Tim Snyder here on WILS with crudefunders.com. How's this first quarter of 2017 looking for oil prices? You think we'll have any kind of big moves?
Well, we had a big move today down. We, you know, with the Iranians increasing their exports, the Chinese, you know, buying an awful lot of that exported, you know, Iranian crude oil, and the Iranians being exempted from the agreement that OPEC made, you know, it's just been kind of pushing things around, and markets just, you know, markets don't like uncertainty. Uh-huh. And so they pulled back pretty hard. They still don't trust the OPEC and Russian and a couple other players.
Well, agreement. The Iranians don't trust them?
No, the markets.
The markets don't. No, what do you mean the market doesn't trust those agreements?
The traders, the folks that are trading and making prices move up and down, they just don't trust it that OPEC is going to come through with the substantial amount of
the reduction. Is OPEC known to do that, where they all agree?
Oh, yeah.
So they'll agree to a cut and then nobody cuts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so,
absolutely. Now, we have seen that those production cuts have actually started in Saudi Arabia, but, you know, you got to get everybody moving forward. Saudis are the biggest ones to cut.
Interesting. So really, in the Saudi, who really tries to lay down the law then if the other countries aren't cooperating?
Well, it's kind of got to be the Saudis, and the issue that you're dealing with, and the thing that concerns me more than anything is that, you know, OPEC, if they're going to stay resilient and credible in the marketplace, then they have got to they've got to have some, you know, some level of this production cut. Even if they can get by with you know, 70 or 80% of the production cuts, it'll benefit them in the long run. But, you know, for what it's worth, you know, we saw Friday the Baker Hughes rig count was up, and, you know, U.S. production continues to increase while inventories are beginning to, you know, have been slowly trickling down. So we're going to watch these things. But, you know, when we talk in December, one of the things that I think is important is that we are settling down just a little bit in crude oil, not so much in the gasoline and diesel.
Okay, you said U.S. production is increasing. That means that they're anticipating, higher prices at some point? Or?
Yeah, they are. Well, it's not so much that they're anticipating higher prices. They're just able to meet their break-evens right now, and that's a much better scenario for them.
Really? Break-even? Is that enough to start working?
Yeah. In certain areas, it certainly is. the Permian Basin and those kinds of things. But we still, I mean, you guys are absolutely right on target. We have to keep an eye on what's happening with the gasoline and diesel prices. We cannot let them get out of hand.
Okay. Now, in terms of gas prices through the year, do you think we're going to see them in this range? We're about $2.50 a gallon now. Is that something we should anticipate throughout the year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'd probably say $2.50 to maybe, let's call it, it could go another 30 cents, maybe 40 cents, but I don't think we'll get back up into the threes. Unless we get crude oil back up into the, $70 plus range, then something has happened and we're going to have to keep an eye on it.
Okay. To get into the $70 range, is that something OPEC could do with cuts, or would it take more than that?
No, it's going to have to be, demand is going to have to be replaced. And to be really honest with you, world demand is not such that it's, worrying me too terribly much. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think there's a whole lot more going on.
And you said the Iranians are selling mostly to the Chinese right now, is that right?
They're selling it to just anybody that can, but the Chinese are buying the Iranian crude oil because it's cheap. The Iranians kind of played a little quick game on OPEC and decided, we're just going to increase our market share while we can. So they cut their prices, and it's a fool's game if you're going to try to guess what they're doing, but that's where they are.
Interesting. Is it like a battle of greed between these countries?
Right. Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're trying to – no one really trusts each other, huh?
Well, it's like just compared to your last guess, it's like they're all on aspartame.
Tim Snyder, oil industry expert. You find him at crudefunders.com. Tim Snyder on 1320 WILS. Tim, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a good evening.
And that wraps up our Monday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. We are here on 1320 WILS. And a lot more to come this week. I mentioned intermittent fasting. We'll have one of the world's leading experts on intermittent fasting this week. I'm going to pick his brain. From what I've heard, this could be a revolutionary way to really improve your health. And I want to get his insight on how exactly this works, how we can adopt this into our lives. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Join us then. Have a good night.